doing on a Thursday? Good to have you here. All right, so the Supreme Court hearing very important cases right now. I'm sure you know that. Important cases about abortion, about the border, and so many other things. And once again, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is absent. It's become all too familiar. Ruth Bader Ginsburg absent. She's 86 years old now. Did not hear oral arguments before the court Wednesday due to illness. The statement, Justice Ginsburg unable to present today. She is indisposed due to illness, but she will participate in the consideration and decision of the cases on the basis of the briefs and the transcripts or recordings of the oral arguments. So said Chief Justice John Roberts from the bench. Those cases are in Comcast v. National Association of African American Owned Media and Ritson versus Jackson Masonry. Ginsburg has had two separate bouts of cancer in the past year. Her recovery from lung cancer surgery caused her to miss court sessions in January. They were her first absences from arguments in a quarter century as a justice. And she had radiation treatment for a tumor of her pancreas back in August. 86 years old, and that's just new today. And I bring that to your attention because let's not kid ourselves for one moment. What is the impeachment process that we saw start yesterday really about? It's about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's about the Supreme Court of the United States. You see, for most of my life, I have seen liberal policies and agendas advanced in the courts by activist judges. Ideas and positions and agendas that would never make it through state legislatures or Congress are advanced through the courts. That game has been going on for more than 50 years now, and the threat to that power is what's at hand here. You see, Donald Trump getting two picks to the United States Supreme Court changed the balance of power for the first time since 1933. This is the first time since 1933 that the court leans right. Think about that. How monumental that is. Never in your lifetime has the Supreme Court leaned to the right. And so now that that has happened, there is a deep and grave concern on the left that if Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Stephen Breyer get ill, and Breyer's, what, 82 or 83, right? And if for some reason they're not available for service any longer, then Mitch McConnell and the Republicans would select another member to the Supreme Court to go with Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. And that is the most frightening thing to the left. Can you imagine having to wake up and actually read the Constitution and actually understand what's in it and actually adhere to the principles and the writings of the Constitution? It would be the most frightening thing you could possibly have happen if you're on the left. You've been subverting the Constitution for years now, uninterested in what it says. Don't really care about its limitations on government power, or more importantly, having judges that would actually tear down all of these agencies that are issuing rules that in effect are laws. This whole world that is run by the EPA and all of these other agencies and all of the decisions being made far beyond the legislative branch of Congress. Far beyond the legislative branch and the control of the people, the administrative state would be torn down if more conservative judges were on the benches. The administrative state would be brought to heel. A leash would be put on it. It'd be yanked back into place and dismantled in many ways. Because the administrative state that we have currently cannot be found anywhere in the United States Constitution. It does not exist. It is, by many observers' beliefs, unconstitutional in many ways. And I use the EPA as just an example. The EPA was created by an executive order by Richard Nixon. Executive order. It wasn't even created by Congress, the EPA. And yet, if you violate the EPA's rules, say on water or discharge or anything. Whether you're a private individual or a business, the EPA can show up, can fine you into bankruptcy. And if that's not enough, they can take your property. And if that's not enough, violating the EPA rules, they can take your liberty. They can put you behind bars. All on an executive order, something that was never even voted on by the United States Congress. Now, as a general idea, I think the Environmental Protection Agency is a good idea. I think it's done plenty for us in many ways that are positive. However, it was not structurally built properly. It is not structurally sound in our constitutional republic. And so the impeachment we're seeing right now, what is it truly about? It is about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It is about the Supreme Court. It is about the fact that to date, Donald Trump has selected and gotten onto different benches around this country, 159 federal judges, district judges, courts of appeal judges, and two associate justices on the United States Supreme Court, all done in 3 years, 159 so far and counting. Mitch McConnell's legacy will be conservative judges, judges that believe in the original writings of the Constitution and of the courts, originalist jurists, not ones that think that it's a living, breathing document that we can change as we see fit to conform to our needs in the present day. No, sir. There are universal truths and truths that the people that wrote the Constitution knew, and they memorialized them in the foundational principles and documents of this country. And that's what this is all about. That's what this argument comes down to. One seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. It's Thursday. We'll be right back.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. Called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.